From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Kennedy reading Category 5 by Philip S. Donnelly. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1. Torrential rain whipped by gale-forced winds lashed at the vehicle. Driven sideways, the deluge pelted the car with sharp staccato burst. From the passenger seat, Dr. Laura McKenna could feel her apprehension rise. The last report she had received indicated that the storm was nearing Category 2 strength. Sustained winds of at least 96 miles an hour would be spinning around the deepening low-pressure area. The picturesque island of Bermuda lay directly in the hurricane's path, and time was running out for a smooth departure back to the States. As she always did, she imagined the storm as it appeared from a satellite. The view from space was always the most breathtaking. She loved the concentric swirls of clouds and the symmetry that finally formed the small eye in the center of the cyclone. In all of her years of tracking hurricanes, she had never ceased to marvel at nature's largest destructive force. She was soaked. Her thin cotton blouse clung to her skin, and the water trickled down her bare legs from the waterlogged shorts. Her auburn hair was plastered to her neck. She felt half-naked and more than a little self-conscious. Earlier, she had caught the driver, Peter, eyeing her, and she wanted to cover up. But now, as the storm grew worse, his attention never left the road in front of them. The narrow ribbon of asphalt was visible only for a second after each pass of the wipers. Leaves and branches tumbled across the rain-drenched road and then vanished. She hoped the other car had made it safely to the airport. She had sent it ahead to get the Air Force plane to wait for her. Lauren looked anxiously at her watch.